வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 9th of June 1974 in Paris, France.
பிரம்மேதி பரமாத்மேதி பகவான் இதி சப்த பிரம்ம பரமாத்மா அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் இஸ் பிரம்ம பரமாத்மா அண்ட் பகவான் லாஸ்ட் ஸ்டேஜ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ரியலைசேஷன் இம்பர்சனல் பிரம்ம தென் localized Paramatma, and then personality of God.
Jyotirmay, perhaps you can explain what Mr. Priest's qualifications are.
Yeah, Mr. Dharav is a priest and he has been for a long time in India, Christian priest, and he was very glad to know what we were doing here, Krishna consciousness was...
In India, where did you stay?
In Pune.
Pune? Oh. How long?
25 years.
Oh, then you are Indian.
My time, yes, I was in India.
Yeah.
My life.
25 years in a place means his domicile. Yes, naturally. And once I went, one friend took me there. I stayed in that Gujarati hotel.
Yeah.
Near the station, I think.
Yes, that far.
Pune is a nice place. Climate is nice.
For studies, it's a beautiful place. And chiefly for Sanskrit.
Yes, there are many good scholars.
Many scholars, many institutions. And also the society is beautiful.
Yes. Maharashtrian, they are educated, advanced.
How do you find your disciples here in Europe?
Yes.
It's a very personal question.
No, it is not personal. It is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult is so nice that it can attract anyone.
It does.
Yes. Not only here in Europe, in Africa, in Canada, in China, in Japan, everywhere, in Philippines, we have got everywhere, center, Australia.
In Bombay also you have got...
Oh yes, Bombay, just now we have got a very big place.
Yeah.
We are constructing a big hotel, strictly vegetarian prasadam. That Juhu quarter. Hare Krishna.
You have been to India?
Yes, he has 25 yes. years there.
25.
He is Indian.
I am still a part of Krishna, but not of the old tradition of Maharashtra, the Vaishnava of Pandharpur, the Choba.
Vaishnava.
Yes.
Krishna. Vittal.
Ah.
Vittal.
Vittal.
So they are Vaishnava.
And it's the main pilgrimage center of Maharashtra.
Yes. Pandharpur.
When I went to India 25 years ago, I first studied for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
This pilgrimage.
What was your subject matter studying?
I was studying for a thesis of the doctorate thesis, pilgrimage. The history of the pilgrimage and everything of the town pilgrimage. And as you know, it was one of the main bhakti tradition in Maharashtra with Nyaneshwara.
Tukaram.
I have translated Tukaram.
Tukaram he is in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That's right.
He was initiated by Chaitanya. His Abhanga, that is written there. He was initiated by Chaitanya.
This is a great Bhakti tradition.
Bhaktyanam abhijanati javan yashchami tattva. Find out. If we want to know God, then we have to accept the process recommended by God. So that is bhakti.
One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God.
So, another place also it is said, Manvanam bhavad bhakta majyaji mang namaskuru. Māveva śyāsīya saṁśaya. If you want to enter in the kingdom of God, then always think of me, manmana, and you just become my devotee and worship me and offer your obeisances. These four principles, it is not difficult. To achieve the kingdom of God, it is not at all difficult. It is very easy. Anyone can go. But they are not prepared to accept the process. That is their misfortune. Otherwise, always thinking of God. We are thinking something, but the thinking should be turned towards God. That is our teaching. They are always chanting Hare Krishna. So by uttering the word Krishna, immediately we think of Krishna. This is the process. It is not difficult at all. And we can always think of, just like these boys have been taught, walking on the street, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. It's like we have got this. I'm talking with you, but 2 minutes I talk with you. As soon as I stop, I chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Where is the difficulty? It is simply practice. No difficulty. And simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, everyone can see how these young boys and girls, they are not very old, that they're quite young, but they've forgotten everything. They do not go to cinema, do not go to hotel, and no dancing. Dancing they have got, Krishna dance, all this. Painting they have got, singing they have got, arts, literature, they have got 80 books like this, 400 pages, pure life, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gas. Finish. And it is guaranteed, if you remain in this attitude, Krishna said, then surely you come back to me. What is it? Second line? Manmana. Another place it is said, Asaṁśaya, that is in the 18th chapter. So, to go back to home, back to Godhead, is very easy, but people will not take. They're stubborn, they will stick here, the miserable life, material life. This is the difficulty. Otherwise, God can be achieved very easily. Manmana bhava-bhava-bhava, madhyāni-māvās. Four things. Yoginām api sarvesām madgata antarāpana sadhyāmān vajati yomā samīdhipta. The first class yogi. Actually, no education required. Simply, God has given us the tongue and the ear. So, Hare Krishna, tongue and ear with the ear. Sutikatam tanuvang manobhi, by hearing, the sound enters into the heart. In this way, you become purified. Mind is cleansed. Cheta dhatpana marjana. It is very scientific and very easy. And we are recommending, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that you chant the name of God. Now, if somebody thinks Krishna is Hindu God, why shall I chant? It doesn't matter. You chant your conception of God. What is the name of God in Christianity? Is there any name?
Jehovah.
Jehovah?
There's no name in Christianity.
Take this name. If we have no name, then take this name. Where is the heart? And they're taking Hare Krishna. Where is the heart? Every religion believes, not believes, it is fact, that there is God. Or any religion in denying the existence of God. Is there any religion? I don't think. Is there any religion?
Buddhist religion?
You know, it's true, but you have got so many eyes of God according to your own spiritual temperament.
No, God is one. There cannot be many ideas of God. That is not possible. No, many ideas of God when he does not know what is God.
Because anyhow, when we say God, we have to put into words, intellectual words,
yes,
what is an experience.
Yes.
That's, and this experience is different for many people.
But experience, because your knowledge is imperfect, therefore your experience is also imperfect.
But who is to say?
No, even we are imperfect as far as our knowledge goes. Generally, just like the Christians, they say God is great. Is it not?
That is rather like Muslims.
Huh? Muslim.
Allah,
Allah. Allahu Akbar. So, what is the conception of God of the Christian?
As you said, it's impersonal, transpersonal, that what we explain by the Trinity. It's a relationship. It's a pure relationship.
Yes, relationship means that he must be a person.
No.
Why? Otherwise, how
it's
you can...
Beyond the person.
Beyond the person, just like we have got experience. When you call relation, then relation means we consider master and servant. This is also one relation.
Oh, yes.
So relation means two persons, one master, one servant. Then relation, friendly relation. That is also person. Then relation, father and son, that is also relation. Then husband and wife, that is also relation. So relation cannot be used without person.
Yeah, but what we don't say that God is object of relation, but he is the relation itself.
What is that? Relation itself.
That means when you are two together,
huh?
When the master...
Then two together means person.
Yeah,
as soon as
is. But not God. God is beyond.
Your experience of relation, as soon as a relation to the two persons.
No.
No, why not? This is your practical experience. How you can say no?
You see, I am not.
We are two persons.
But I am not in relation with God, because God is relation.
When you say relation, why not that relation, as we have got relation?
Certainly.
As soon as you say relation, you cannot change it otherwise.
Yes, but I don't make of God the object of relationship.
Then what?
Because I call my relationship God, not the object of relationship.
A relation with who?
Relation with anything.
That is God.
That is God.
What is that?
He thinks relationship with anything means God.
Anything?
Yes. Anything.
Anything, anybody. When you are here, when I enter into relationship with you, God is.
Yeah.
You understand? But yeah. I cannot make restrict God to a person with whom I could enter.
But in your Bible you say, O Father. The relation is Father and Son. Why do you say in the Bible, O Father, give us our daily bread? So that you make relation with God as Father.
Yeah, but what?
But not anything, but Father. As the Father gives the bread, so you go to God in that relationship, Father, give us our daily bread. Just like a child asks the Father, Father, give me something to eat. So there is clear relationship, Father and Son. No, we are not talking of any particular church. We are just trying to understand the word relation. If you go to particular church, then another will give another church, another will give another church. But we are trying to understand the word relationship. So, in the Bible it is clearly said, O Father. So the relation is Father and Son.
No,
why do you say it is said in the Bible? Why do you say no?
But you know, I am not in relationship with any church or any dogma, you know. This is what I have in my own experience. And I cannot speak of what others have experienced, but what is my own experience.
Man, God's relationship should be universal. Not that it may be a different relationship, just like the relationship between husband and wife, relationship between father and son, relationship between friend and friend, relationship between master and servant. So these are relationships. We understand relationship means this. And it is particularly said in the Bible, O Father. That means the relationship is as between father and son.
No.
So there is no, you say no, but any man will understand that. You may have your own opinion. There is a different thing.
We have to have the opinion which experiment.
How is that experiment? You ask, Father, give us our daily bread. And that is experiment. God is giving everyone maintenance. That is our actual relationship. In the Vedas also it is said, Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetananam, Eka, Yu, Bhunam, Vidulati, Kaman. That is the God. God is also a person. As you are person, I am person. But he is the chief person. Nitya, Nityanam, the chief, the supreme. And the dictionary it is said, supreme being. We are all beings. And he is supreme. How he is supreme? Eka, that one. God is one. Bahunam vidudhati kaman. He supplies the necessities of everyone's life. That's a very good experience. We are getting everything from God. And the Christians also pray, give us our daily bread. So, I don't find any difference between the statement in the Vedas and the Bible. God is the supreme person. And you make relationship with him anyway, as master and servant, as friend and friend, as father and son, or as husband and wife. So, somehow or other, we are related with God. This way or that. The husband also maintains the wife.
I don't think so. I mean...
No, that is your personal opinion.
Personal opinion.
But no, no. So what is that experience? Tell me what is that experience.
That God is beyond all our experience.
And then why is there experience? You have no experience. If it is beyond your experience, then you have no experience.
Personally, of course, but then you
cannot explain. You cannot, because you have no experience.
You can't explain.
No. If he can't explain, means you do not know.
You don't get an illusion.
Not illusion. If you cannot explain, that means you do not know. If you know, you must explain. That is knowing. That is knowledge.
Yeah, but that knowledge is
you cannot preach. As a priest, you cannot preach because you do not know. It is not within your experience.
That's why I don't preach.
That's all right. Then there is another thing. But as soon as say you beyond your experience, that means you have no experience.
No.
So you cannot explain. That is all right.
That means I have the experience.
But
that my experience is limited.
But that's all
right. God is unlimited.
That is all right. That I admit.
Therefore, I cannot anyhow have experience of God.
That's like you do not know me. You have no experience about me.
No.
But if I say I'm like this, you get experience.
No.
Then why not? Suppose if you are thinking of me, Swamiji might have $1,000. So you can imagine, go on imagining. And that is not correct. But if I say, no, I've got $1,000,000, then you get the experience.
No. Why not? I will get experience of you when you are, when we are living together.
And that means you cannot talk with God.
Of course not.
That's it. But if anyone can talk.
Well, if it is his own experience, I have no objection.
That's all right.
But my experience is that.
That's all right. Therefore, our experience is, we take experience from God. We don't imagine. That is our process.
Yeah, that is your
yeah,
faith.
Process.
You
because,
must have faith for that.
Yeah. Just like Krishna is speaking about himself. So we are taking Bhagavad Gita as it is. So direct experience. Taking experience. I am like this. That's why Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajante manga buddha bhavasa. Find out this verse.
Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante manga buddha bhavasa mandita. I am the source of all the spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts.
Yes, this experience.
Yeah, but who has written the Bhagavad Gita?
God.
I mean, you need to have faith for that.
Huh? You must have faith to believe that God
wrote. Why faith? God is God.
Because, you know, I have been living in...
No, you have no experience yourself. You have no experience.
I have not said. You said I did.
You say that God is beyond your experience. Inside.
A real Swami, listen first.
First of all, let us consider ourselves. You say that God is beyond your experience.
That's right. That means. This is my experience.
That's all right. That's all right. That means I am talking with you. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you have no experience.
Yes, I have.
You say God is beyond your experience.
Yeah,
say.
And I have the experience that God is beyond experience.
No,
because I
found
out that all my experience.
If you say God is beyond your experience, that you have no experience of God. This is clear meaning. Why do you go round about?
No. Yeah? You don't. You see.
Then it is believable.
I have always told that the virtue of it is to listen and to understand. And you don't seem to listen and to understand.
First of all, let us...
You misunderstand.
Why misunderstand? You say that you have no experience of God.
No, I never said that.
Then tell me your experience. That I want to know.
That every time I had an experience of God, and first I went through the bhakta, and I was a bhakta for a long, long time, then I found out that God was beyond my experience.
And that means you have no experience. How can I talk with you?
That the image of God, as though you call it Krishna or Ram or Nrusimha or any of the avatar. Mm-hmm. And you know, near our place in Pune, in Ahmednagar, there was a Swami who called himself an avatar. And
that anyone can say. I can say third avatar. He can say fourth avatar.
If anyone can say in
that is another thing. That is another thing. Because everyone can say, I'm avatar.
Exactly.
So
how can we have faith of anyone who said...
We don't accept anyone as avatar. We have got documents.
Who is
avatar?
Krishna.
No, Krishna is avatari. He is the origin that it is stated here. Aham sarvasya prabhava. You know Sanskrit? What is the meaning of aham sarvasya prabhava? I am the source of all avatar.
Who has written that?
Anywhere he has written. Krishna has written. Krishna has spoken, Vasudeva has written. And it is accepted.
Well, this is what the Christians said of the Bible and I don't believe it anymore.
No, you don't believe anything, that is another thing. There is another thing. But now without belief you cannot make progress. Just like you learn who is your father. You take the bhasana of your mother and you believe he is my father. Otherwise, there is no other way. How can you know your father? The only means is his mother recommends, my dear boy, he is your father. And that is perfect. That's all. Otherwise, you cannot know who is your father.
Yeah, but you know.
If you say, mother, I don't believe it, you don't believe it, but you cannot know.
The trouble, you know, is that so many people are coming, either in India or in America.
No, I mean to say.
So I am an avatar, or I am Guru Maharaj, or I am, so to say, Meher Baba, or Satyashri Baba. Or so many Babas exist, you know, as well as I do. Now, who has to say, this one is real avatar, or this one? They are all abusing us. Now, if so many people today pretend to be avatar, and they have many disciples.
But we don't believe them.
No, but they have many disciples. I mean,
many disciples, sir. That is another thing.
Millions.
That is millions, trillions, sir. That is another thing. But we have to see what is the disciple. That we have to see. Simply, so many disciples by number. We have to see the quality. What is the quality? Not the number. Not the quantity. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Manusanam sahasresu kasti jatati siddha, jatatam api siddhyanam kasti betrimam tattva. Krishna does not say that millions and people know me. No. Out of millions and millions of people, one is perfect. And out of millions of perfect person, one may know him. That he says. We cannot accept because one is accepted by millions, therefore he is God. We don't accept it. We want to see the quality, not the quantity. So our process is parampara. Just like in India, you have been in India, there are acharyas. Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Sani, Chaitanya. If the acharya accept, then you accept. This is our process. We don't go to the millions. We see the quality. Ramanucharya, high quality devotee. Madhyacharya, high quality devotee. Chaitanya, high quality devotee. If they say, he's God, then yes. This is our process. We don't see how many millions of followers. No. We want to see the quality man. He says, yes. So Shankaracharya says, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Ramanucharya says, the Supreme Personality of God. Madhyacharya says, Supreme. Chaitanya says, Supreme. Then yes. Mahajana jina gata sapanta, tarko apatishtha. Simply by argument, we cannot understand the truth. Tarko apatishtha, sutu vibhinna. And if you simply consult Vedic literature, that is also not possible. There are different statements. Tattva pratishtha satayo vibhinya naso muni jasam atangana bhinnam. A muni, a saintly person, a philosopher, is not a philosopher muni if he does not agree with others. He must disagree. Then he becomes. So, that is also not there. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya. It is very confident. Then how to know? Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. Big personalities, acharyas. And that is the process. Acharya upasalam. What is that? The 13th chapter. Acharya upasalam. We have to understand through the acharya. That is our process. That is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Evam parampara praptam imang rajasa. We accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not by our experience, but by the experience of the acharyas, who are recognized, and then we follow. Just like Arjuna accepts Krishna in the 10th chapter, find out, param brahma param dhama pravittam paramam bhava. Read it.
Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhava Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Hari Deva Majama Ajam Vipum. Arjuna said, you are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth, and the eternal divine person. You are the primal God, transcendental and original. And you are unborn and the all-pervading beauty. All the great sages such as Narada, Asita, Deva, and Vyasa proclaim this of you, and now you yourself are declaring it to me.
So, Krishna says, and he is confirmed by Vyasadeva, Asita, Narada. This is the prophet. We do not accept, everyone says, I am Avatar, I am God. We don't accept. But, because it is accepted by the acharyas, therefore yes. Just like the same example I can give, I do not know he is my father, and many people will come, I am your father. So, we do not accept that. As when mother says, he is your father, then accept. That is final. I am experience. It is beyond my experience. Because father existed before my birth. So, beyond my experience. So I am finding out he is my father. And so many people are coming, I am your father. No. But as soon as the mother says, no, no, this man is your father. Then our business finished. Then we get experience. Father is beyond my experience. But when it is, receive the knowledge through the mother, then you get experience. So Arjuna says that, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Param Bhavan. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not only you are saying, but you are accepted by the authority. That is all. I cannot get my experience of God. That is not possible. God comes, he says, I am Krishna's counselor. And he is accepted by all the great acharyas. Then our business is perfect. So give them prasad. Mahajana Jina Gatasya.
See now Bhagavad Gita?
We saw our all books, he just called it.
Srimad
Bhagavatam.
In 60 volumes we were translating.
We have Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Yes, yes.
And the Chaitanya Charitamrita. All volumes.
You'd like to see some of the pictures?
Yes, yes.
These have been painted by our devotees.
The American devotees, they are painted. We have got a very big painting department. All these pictures were painted by our devotees.
This is one of our other specialties.
Hare Krishna. Prasadi sarvadukkhana mahanira sattapujaya. Our books are selling very nice. Last year we have sold 4 million copies throughout the whole world.
It was Lord Chaitanya's plan that for the common man there would be much chanting of Hare Krishna and distributing of prasadam. And for those who were intellectually inclined, there was very high philosophy. So, by Prabhupada's grace, we are presenting all these things. It is not different than Lord Chaitanya presented 500 years ago. You have opportunity later, you can hear some of our kirtan in the temple.
Yes, it's way of coming in.
And no one is from India.
I could see, because in India you don't find that.
He's asking what you think about Herbert, Mr. Herbert, that you met in Geneva, because he has been following his teaching in the last 3 days, and he would like to know what you think about what he's teaching.
Remember this gentleman?
Hmm?
He was the one who wrote that book.
Herbert?
Yes, that's right.
Mr. Herbert?
Yes. He's asking your opinion of him.
Yes, he's a scholar, but he's impersonalist. So I met him, he's a good gentleman, scholar, but he's mayabadi, he's impersonalist. But he has already written one book. He has presented me that Krishna...
Yoga of Love.
Yoga of Love. So, he has many times repeated the word Krishna. That will benefit him.
So he's asking...
God is person. Then, what did he say?
Then many say that, so is it not that above the person, this divine essence, is a super person, above person, and not exactly somebody impersonal. Like he said that in Shankaracharya's philosophy, there is a conception of tat. So is not this tat conception, this divine essence, this super person?
Yes, his divine essence. God is divine essence. Just like you have pouring some milk and you churn it, then you get so much butter. So the butter is the essence of the milk. Similarly, the spirit is vast, all pervading. The example, another example is just like the sun sign, universally spread, very big. And then he concentrated the sun sign, it is sun glow. And if you still concentrate, you see within the sun glow there is sun God. So he is the essence of this light, the sun sign light, the sun glow light, and the person, sun God, Vivasan, he is the essence of all this light. And that is explained in the Brahma Samhita. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. The whole creation means expansion of the bodily rays of Krishna. Jasya prabha prabhavato. By expansion of the bodily rays of Krishna, this Brahma, jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Kotisu asesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma. That brahma. Brahma is just like the sun sign, is the expansion of the bodily rays of sun god. And in Bhagavata also it is stated, vadanti tat tattvavidas tatyam yad jnanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabdat. The absolute truth is one. But it is realized in different angles of vision. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. And that is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the origin of everything. Brahma, Paramatma, everything, Bhagavan. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Sarvasya means including everything. Brahma, Vishnu, myself, the world, manifesting everything. You take that sweet preparation. Yes.
So he's asking if it is possible for them to change the name God, that in fact is not really a name, by the name Krishna. Because according to what you are explaining, God is Krishna. So can they chant the name
God? Krishna is God. Krishna is God. God is the idea of greatness. That is Brahma. Or you can say also person, but not the particular person. God means, the Sanskrit word is Ishvara, the controller. So everyone is controller to some extent. In his own atmosphere, he is a controller. He says, I am controller of my disciples. So, the conception of God is there, but I am not the Supreme God. Therefore, there are two words. We use the word Godhead, the Supreme God. That is explained in the Brahma Sanghita. Ishvara, God, everyone is God. There is another thing. But Ishvara Parama, the Supreme God is Krishna. Ishvara, Supreme. We have got experience of Ishvara. Just like I said, everyone is Ishvara. Everyone is a controller. So, I am personal. I am also Ishvara of my body. I am controlling my body. So in that way, everyone is Ishvara. But these Isharas, they are controlled by another Ishar. We are Isharas, but I am controlled by another Ishar. But Ishara Parama Krishna, he is Ishara, but he is not controlled by anyone. And that is Parama, Supreme. From the dictionary meaning also we can understand, being and supreme being. We are being, but we are controlled by another being. He is controlled by another being, he is controlled by another being. In this way you go, if you find out some being who is not controlled by anyone, he is supreme being. This is the idea. Therefore, he describes in the Bhagavad Gita, matta parataram nanyat. There is no more controller beyond that. Matta parataram nanyat kinchid asti nobody. This final controller. Matta parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. And in Brahma Sangha, Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means form, body. Govinda Adi Purusham Sarva Karana Karana. The cause of all causes. Matta Parataram Nanyat.
Matta Parataram Nanyat Kinchidasti Dananjaya. Mai Sarvam Idam Protam Sutre Mani Ganaiva. O conqueror of wealth, Arjun, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread.
So, nobody is superior to me. There is nobody controller. Krishna is not controlled by anyone. And therefore he is Ishara Parama Krishna. That is final God. Otherwise God will find, you are more powerful than me, he is more powerful than you, and somebody is more powerful than you. Go on, sing, sing. But when you come to Krishna, and nobody is more powerful than he. Matta Parataram. Parataram means better or higher principle. No. Then it is confirmed by Arjuna. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham. Your person, Purusham means person. Shasratam, eternally. And then he says that it is not that you have said, I see from your instruction, and it is confirmed by Vyasadeva, by Devala, by Narada. Then it's final. And the Veda says, therefore, tad-vijñānārtham sa guru-meva vigacchet. In order to understand that science, you have to approach the guru. The Vyasadeva is the original guru. He is instructor of Vedic knowledge. Then from Vyasadeva, acharyas. So, this is instruction of the Vedas. Tad-vijñānārtham. In order to experience that transcendental thing, you have to approach to the authorities. Guru-meva vigacchet. And who is Guru? Surutriyam, one who has heard from his Guru, authorized person. Surutriyam, Brahmanistam, and firmly convinced in the science of God.
How does one get the experience of personal existence of God?
That is already explained. You are explaining the same subject. You did not hear?
Oh, yeah. I was just asking.
Hmm? No. You are asking me or asking him?
No, for his benefit. We are talking experience.
Yes.
So, we want to understand how to experience that Supreme Person.
Nothing is missing. Only, if I be frank enough, they are not following Christianity. No, to tell you that you are not following.
Why to dress in that way, which is a Indian way and not a European way?
Well, why Christians go there?
They should not.
Yeah, well, no, we should not.
Ah, yeah, but because they do something wrong, that somebody else has to do something wrong.
No, no. Thing is, that they, just like there are scholars, the scholars also go. Just like we had been in India. Why did you go to India? And live there? Yes, therefore, anyone can come to study, to learn, or to teach. That is human society. You cannot say that you don't come here.
No, but I mean, for a European to dress as an Indian.
Then Indians go to India. And why the Indians should not come to Europe?
Sure.
Then you cannot say that why you're coming here. You cannot say.
No, he's saying why are we dressing like that, like Indians?
I have not said that you dress like that. You like you dress. Did I say that you dress?
It's like, you know, it's like the Indian Catholic priest dressing like a Portuguese priest or like a European priest. I mean, they look as if they had a disguise on them.
No.
I don't know if you have been...
Just like the, when the English were ruling, English national.
That's right.
So, the Englishman never said that you dress like Englishman. But we automatically dress. You know very well. It is like that. The Englishman, they went there to get some money by trade, by politics. But they never went there to change their dress. But they thought that if I dress myself like Englishman, I will be more honored. And that is their thought. Similarly, we never please that you dress like this. But the students, they like this dress. That's all right. What is wrong there?
It's not wrong. It's funny.
Yeah. Rather, these girls, when they dress in Indian way, they look more beautiful. That we'll have to admit. Yeah. They know this. The same girl will dress in your country.
Yeah, well, that I am good for it. Correct.
Yeah. So, the girls, the women, they like to be more beautiful. So, if by dressing in other way they look beautiful, why should we ask them not
sure,
to do it?
Sure. No? I mean, for ladies,
yes,
and girls certainly,
yeah,
but for...
Yeah.
The daughter and the...
But we are not concerned with the dress. We are concerned with the advancement, spiritual understanding. Yes.
He translated the Tukaram in French.
Tukaram. Tukaram, a great Vaishnava devotee of Maharashtra. His movement was Sankirtan movement.
He was the one who was initiated by Lord Chaitanya?
Yes.
This was southern India?
Huh?
Southern India?
Maharashtra.
Yes. Southwest.
For the north it is south,
and
the south
is south.
Another thing is stated in the Bible, and the Krishna's philosophy, they say that God created man out of his own image.
Mm.
It's stated in the Bible. So therefore man has a form. Why not God? Because it's stated there.
Yes. I think Bible is on the personal understanding of God. Christ says that he is Son of God. Unless one is person, how can be get a son?
They talk about the trilogy, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
It is like compared like the Father.
Brahma,
God,
yes. Bhagavan, Paramatma, and Brahma, yes. Brahma eti, Paramatma eti, Bhagavan eti, Sadhguru. It is the same idea. Brahma, Holy Ghost, is impersonal, but Son is person and God is also person. I do not know much about, but I have heard from Christians that there is assembly of God, and Lord Christ has got a seat by the side of God. Is that right? Explain.
It's on his right hand, his right side, he's supposed to be seated.
These are all personal ideas.
And they say also, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Yeah.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
That's nice.
You're praising the name of the Lord.
Yeah. No, we have got good regard for Christianity. We take it as Vaishnavism. It is explained according to country, time, and the commandments are very nice. The first commandment is, thou shalt not kill. That is not stopped in the Christian world. Therefore, he says that Christians are not following Christianity is all right. Those who are professing Christianity, they are not following. Mahamedanism also Vaishnavism. Because Mama says, I'm servant of God, Allah. So, that is our conception. Dasya also, dasya. Santa, dasya, sakha, vatsalya, madhurya. So, prayer, offering prayer, that is also bhakti. Sevanam, kirtanam, business, smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, bandhanam. Just like we are worshipping deity, and somebody is offering prayer, both of them are fruit. Prayer, bandhanam, dasam sakham apanivedanam. So we don't say that this is bad and this is good. No, both of them are bhakti. To worship the deity or to offer prayer. So the effect is the same. Effect is not different. Either of these nine processes, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasam, Sakham, Atmanivedanam. Either you follow all the nine principles, or eight, or six, or seven, at least one, then you become perfect. That is our parichaya. That's why Okrura, the example is given, Okrura got perfection simply by offering prayers. So, I see when the Christians go to the church in India, I've seen in Bombay especially, they kneel down and offer prayer. That's very good. We do not say that this is not approved, this is also approved. What is this Hare Krishna? This is also prayer. Hare Krishna, O Krishna, O the energy of Krishna, kindly engage me in your service. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna. This is prayer. Repeatedly praying, my Lord, the energy of Lord, kindly engage me in your service. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna mantra. Just like you go to a mercantile firm with application, please give me some service, give me some service. The same thing, appealing to God and His energy. Please engage me in your service. So there is bandhana. So bandhana, and Christian also, they pray, O God, give us our daily bread. So, this is also good, but it is material. Asking something for material satisfaction. And here, Hare Krishna, asking something for satisfaction of Krishna, engage me in your service. This is advanced, because God is supplying bread to everyone, even to the cats and dogs. So, that is also good, and it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Artha arthati jnani cha chaturvidha bhajante ma. Chaturvidha bhajante ma sukriti na ujjana. Artha. Artha means distress. Artha. One is distressed. I have no food, sir, my dear Lord. Kindly give me some food. So he is distressed. So he is praying to God because he is pious. The communists say, why are you praying to God? Pray to us, the government. We shall give you enough bread. The communist propaganda is like that. They send the people to the church. So they pray, have you got bread? They say, no, sir. Now pray to us. Give us hundreds of bread. In this way they are making atheists. Because common man cannot argue, neither they know so much logic. But if there is some intelligent man, he will ask immediately that where from you have brought this bread? Who has given you the wheat? That you have not manufactured, that is given by God. So actually God gives, but the communists take the credit that I give. This is the misconception. God does not supply you. Eko bahunam vidadati kaman. He is supplying food for everyone. If He does not supply, then what your bakery machine will do? It is useless. So people have lost the intelligence in the communist country. They think that these government men, they have brought the bread, not God. In this way, they are gradually becoming atheist. But the central point is God. We are preaching the central point is God. We call Him by any name, it doesn't matter. Either you call Jehovah or Krishna or something, or Allah, that doesn't matter. But you accept the authority of God and try to love God. And this is our mission. And you say God is personal. Impersonal feature, there is a feature only. Just like sun god is a person and the sun sign is one of the features of the sun god. The sun sign is not final. You have to penetrate to the sun sign and reach the sun globe and go within the globe and see that there is the sun god. But that requires strength. How to enter into the sun globe and see this? But there is the information in the Bhagavad Gita. Yang vipassati yogam prattavana homabhyam vipassan manavipravo. I first of all instructed this yoga system of Bhagavad Gita to the sun god. The sun god is there in the sun planet. And if you have got strength, you can go there and see, but you cannot go. Although it is material. So similarly in the spiritual world, there is a supreme spirit, supreme being, he is spiritual, concentrated, essence of light. That is Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvam Prabhata. He is the origin of everything. He says, Jada Jadahi Dharma Sarglani Bhavati Bharat. Find out this verse. Find out. Jada Jadahi Dharma Sarglani Bhavati Bharat. Tadātmāraṁ sujāmaham.
Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descended myself.
Oh, at least in the human society, everyone must have understanding of God. That is expected. It is not expected in the society of cats and dogs, because they are animals. The human being, dharma sabha, there is dharma, some sort of religious system. And religious system means to understand God. That's all. Just like to become a lawyer, means to understand the laws of the state. Similarly, religious system means the process by which one can understand God. And that is the summary of Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai pumsan paro dharma yato bhakti adhokas. That is first class religious system which trains the followers to understand God and love Him. Savai pumsan paro dharma yato bhakti ahoituki apratihata. If somebody says, oh, it is a very great thing to understand God and to love Him. It is a very great thing, it is not possible. No, the answer is ahituki apruta. It can be learned by anyone. It is not checked by any material condition. If one wants to know what is God and to love Him, the path is open for everyone. It does not require high intelligence, high education, high culture. No. Anyone. The process is saranam, the beginning. One has to hear. One may be fool number one, it doesn't matter. You have no education, it doesn't matter. Poor, it doesn't matter. Black, it doesn't matter. White, it doesn't matter. You try to hear. Satan prasangad mo bija samvida bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha. Therefore, Vedic injunction is, in order to know go to the bona fide Guru and hear. Adu Gudbasayam Sabdharma Pritcha. Even one has no experience. If he goes to the experienced man, experienced person, then he can understand. And he can love God, and that is perfection of life. Tadbiddhi pani, find out this verse. Tadbiddhi pani pate na, paripasne na, sevaya, upadekshanti, tad jnanam, jnanina, tattva darshina. This tattva darshina means experience. What is that?
Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadeksyam vite jnanam jnaninas tachpadarshanaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth.